The likelihood of a school-aged American child being diagnosed with autism or a related disorder is 1 in 50. That's an increase of 72% in 2011-2012, according to a new report by the Centers for Disease Control. Dr. Susan Hyman is an autism spectrum disorders and developmental disabilities specialist at the University of Rochester Medical Center, and she joins us now to talk about the spike in autism cases. Dr. Hyman, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Are these numbers a cause for concern, or does this simply mean better screening is in place now?
These numbers are based on a parent report survey of over 65,000 families. So these are based on the community report of diagnosis. So these are prevalent statistics and reflect largely an increase in diagnosis in school-age children. So it's not an increase in the occurrence of autism over 2007, but it's much better diagnosis.
This report also reflects those gender disparities. 1 in 31 boys receive the diagnosis compared to 1 in 143 girls. Have doctors pinpointed a reason for the gender difference as of yet?
No, this is an area of very active study. We've known for a very long time that the ratio of boys to girls is 4 to 5 to 1, and this is true for other developmental disabilities as well.
Any early ideas or supposition about why this might be?
It's largely genetic predisposition. As you recall from your high school biology, girls have 2 X chromosomes and boys only have 1 X chromosome. And there are probably some social protective genes that are on the X chromosome. There may be other prenatal events that impact the brain development of boys that are different than girls. But nobody knows for sure yet. This is a very active area for research.
At the University of Rochester Medical Center, what sort of research is going on now that might help better treat or diagnose autism in children?
We're a member of the Autism Treatment Network, which is a 17-site consortium across the United States and Canada that's looking at the standard of care for both diagnosis, screening, and medical management of children with autism. We're very lucky to have a very rich autism program looking at different types of intervention, ranging from medical intervention for symptoms such as hyperactivity to a very important type of intervention looking at development of language in children who are minimally verbal.
What signs and symptoms should parents be aware of if they want to ensure that their children are developing normally and not at risk for autism?
What's really very important is any time a parent has concerns, that they discuss it with their pediatrician or their child's teacher. The pediatricians are being very vigilant about doing autism screening at 18 and 24 months of age, which will pick up many young children who have language delays, social delays, and other behavioral differences. However, there are many other developmental disorders that present at that time, so it's important that at any time a parent has concerns that they talk with their doctor or healthcare provider so that they can get an appropriate evaluation. Things that we would call red flags for autism would include not turning to name at 18 months, not being able to joyfully share eye gaze and share attention, and having delays in pretend play. But there are many developmental disorders that impact these functions as well. So it's important that any time a parent is concerned that they get evaluation. The reason why the numbers went up in this recent survey is that concerns that were evident at school age were identified and acted on. So the concern that a parent might see doesn't end at age 2 or 3, but it's when they're in a social environment and these symptoms may become more evident in higher functioning children.
Dr. Hyman, thank you again for taking the time to be here this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Susan Hyman, she is an autism spectrum disorders and developmental disability specialist at the University of Rochester Medical Center.